This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Now, A Savage Christmas opens in cinemas on November 16. It also screened as part of the Brisbane International Film Festival, and the film features two transgender characters that are front and centre of Christmas. I watched the trailer today, and it's not that often that I laugh at a trailer, but this one already had me in stitches. I haven't seen the movie yet, but I can't wait to see it. Now, Max Joffe, he wrote the script and also plays one of the characters in the movie, joins me in the studio. Max, it's really good to see you again.
Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. Tell us about this movie.
Yeah.
Am I meant to be laughing at it? Because I could Absolutely. Not stop when I watched the trailer today.
That's the only reaction I want you to have.
Is that it?
Mostly, yeah.
It's meant to be funny? Tell us about it.
Look, it is a very funny, funny Aussie film. If you can sort of think Meet the Fockers meets the Castle. It is just downright dirty, funny, but it's also really authentic, really raw. It touches on some, you know, really important messages and I guess diversity that we like to sort of, you know, really bring to light and tell important stories about our queer community.
Do you reckon humour is a really good way to make change happen?
Yeah, look, it's a good question. I have been asked that quite a bit, and I think for me personally, and I think the other writing team, that was the easiest way to kind of get it out to a more commercial audience. I think when you go too serious, you know, people can sort of step back. But I think through humour, I think it can connect us all, really.
Are you a bit of a cheeky character in real life?
I am. It's funny, the actual character of Kane that I play is me. So,
oh.
I'm playing myself.
Was that easy?
It was actually quite hard.
Ah.
Yeah.
Did you have to sort of look at yourself and say, do I really behave like this?
That's
right. Do I really say these things?
That's right. It's like I've got to be authentic, but at the same time, you know, it's questioning, am I actually funny? Can I actually do this? So, yeah.
When, or you mentioned before, you know, you want it to be able to be, to appeal to a broader audience as well.
Yeah.
What do you hope that the audience take away from the film? I mean, apart from having a really good laugh, which I can tell you're going to, I don't want to spoil it, but I just feel like saying some of the lines that I saw today, but I'm not going to.
Yeah.
But what do you hope they take away from seeing the film?
Yeah, look, I think the one of the key things we wanted to kind of bring out in the story is just to show people that, you know, we're actually all the same through our problems. No matter who you are, at the end of the day, on Christmas Day, I guarantee you everyone's got the same problems. So, you know, it's sort of bring people together in that sense. We're all the same.
What's your Christmas Day like?
The same. Chaos.
Absolute chaos.
It is.
And for a lot of people, I mean, Christmas can be a very quiet and lonely time as well, can't it?
So
it can be, you know, it's such a different experience in some ways.
That's right.
When is the film going to be released?
So it goes to cinema screens nationally on the 16th of November.
Yep.
We've actually got a couple of premieres happening. Sydney is happening next weekend, I believe, at the Dendy Cinema in Newtown.
You excited?
I am. I can't wait. Look, every audience is different, so we're always waiting to see what that reaction is. So, yeah.
Who else is in the movie?
So we've got a really, really stellar lineup. So we've got Helen Thompson, who was in Elvis, Beth Lemon's Elvis. Her husband, who actually plays her husband in the film, David Roberts. Darren Gil Shannon. We've got Gary Sweet.
Oh, Gary Sweet, great.
Yeah, he's in it. He's so, so funny. And then obviously Thea Ravenow, who plays my partner in the film, and she's fabulous. So, yeah, very good cast.
Now, it's Melbourne. When's the screening in Melbourne?
So the first screening will be hopefully next weekend. We're yet to confirm.
Yep.
But it goes to cinemas nationally on the 16th. Look, the best place to check it out is the website. Yeah.
Okay, we are chatting with Max Joffe, writer and actor of A Savage Christmas, which is in cinemas across the country from November 16. We've been giving away 5 double passes today to see the film once it's released. And you might be asking why, but we were talking earlier to Lauren Rosewarne about whether you share plates of food. Are you know, when you have dinner, are you a sharer or do you prefer to order your own food?
Yeah, I don't share.
You don't share?
No chance.
No. Why is it? What's your reason? Mine is because I think, you know what, I eat too much and if I share, I'll eat most of the meal, then everyone will get cranky with me.
That's very kind. That's not me at all.
No?
I just order my thing and it's mine.
And that's it? And that's it. Don't touch it?
No, if you want some, get your own.
What about an ice cream on a cone?
Even worse.
Would you let someone lick it?
Absolutely not.
No.
Gross.
Max, it's good to chat with you. I can't wait to see the film. If someone wants to see the trailer, can they see that now just as a bit of an appetizer?
Absolutely. Jump on Instagram, A Savage Christmas, or the website, asavagechristmas.com.
Max, great to chat with you. The premiere screening of the film will be in Melbourne. We'll find out when that's going to be. Next week in Sydney. Any other details we need to get across?
No, that's it. Please enjoy and please go see it.
Have a laugh. I tell you what, just watch the trailer because that is going to get you hooked. It's one of the funniest trailers I have ever seen. A Savage Christmas. We all have them. Watch the film. Max, great to chat with you again.
You too. Well, thanks so much.
Pop back in after the screenings have happened. Let us know how they go.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I hate Christmas.
Joy Drive.
It can't be that bad.
Is this turkey from that crappy corner store, James?
Hi, James.
Hey, mate.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Mummy and Daddy. Ho, ho, ho. Sorry I'm late. What happened to your face?
Yeah, what happened to your face?
I'm Kate.
Are you sure you're not Bruno Mars's hotter brother?
3 years, hey? So you're now...
Davina. I've always been Davina.
I wanted to give you a call, but, well...
How did you lose my number?
What? Did you lose ours?
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Hit it off! No, 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 no! What the f***?
Why do you do that?
Yous all have a dirty mind. The sweet potato can't help it.
Phalluses have no place at Christmas.
It's just a sweet potato.
Oh, no.
Oh, baby Jesus, not again!
Off you go.
Tis the season to be jolly.
Oh, you're so sloshed.
And then you punch my pudding.
Bang!
Did he just take a massive shit?
Please help me, Jimmy. Please, please.
It's just sorry.
Enough!
Bloody hell, who are you?
I'm a friend of Jimmy's.
Jimmy owes me 20 grand.
We don't have any money.
We don't. I mean, look at this cheap turkey.
You're James Savage.
So I'm living here in 20 minutes with 20K. Or
no one is dying today.
Put the gun down.
That is the trailer for A Savage Christmas. You'll be able to catch that in cinemas from November 16.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.